Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is Revelation. What is Revelation like? The story is told that after Helen Keller's teacher, Ann Sullivan, had given her the names of physical objects in sign language, Ms. Sullivan attempted to explain God and tapped out the symbols for the name God. Much to Ms. Sullivan's surprise, Helen spelled back, "Thank you for telling me God's name, teacher, for he has touched me many times before." How could Helen Keller have known about God? It was because although she was blind, deaf, and mute, Helen Keller knew God, for God had shown himself to her. That is revelation. From SermonCentral.com. When God makes himself known, that is revelation. It doesn't have to be from loud hosannas in the sky shouted by an army of angels. It doesn't even have to be from visions within a dream. God can make himself known in something as simple as a sunrise or a gentle touch from someone you love. He can even be found in the birth of a helpless babe in a manger. Long ago, God made himself known through prophets, Hebrews 1:1, guiding his people through inspiration using the prophets as his mouthpiece. Today, he still uses the same method, but now he does it through everyone who places their hope and trust in his Son. Today, he uses the pure in heart to tell his story and to guide his people, Matthew 5:8. Paul was speaking to the church in Ephesus when he penned these words to them. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which you have been called, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might." Ephesians 1:15-19. Paul's wish was that God would inspire them through revealing to them all the wisdom and knowledge they would need to remain faithful. He knew that only by the Holy Spirit could they gain the insight needed to build God's church. Only by divine vision could they muster the knowledge of the power of God to be able to win the battle over sin. In each life that has been dedicated to Christ, there is a means by which they are gifted with the revelation of God's plans for them. It requires a willingness to be led, a passion for righteousness, and a surrender to the will of God. It also requires that we not forsake the Word of God as a guide. Romans 10:17 reminds us, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ." God reveals himself most obviously through his Word. Through daily Bible study, we learn about the workings of God, and he reveals to us his nature. By his word, both the law and the gospel message are revealed to us so that we may better understand our relationship with our Creator. Psalm 119, verse 18 beckons to God, saying, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." This wasn't merely a request to know the rules. It was a plea to better understand the connection we have with the one who would redeem us. And the good news of salvation revealed to us through God's only Son, Jesus Christ, leads us to God's revelation of hope. As Jesus walked among us, he revealed all the wisdom of God as he interacted and taught among his people. Through his life, death, and resurrection, we are shown the extent of God's love for us. God reveals himself every day. But to see him, you must be willing to open your spiritual eyes. One must look at everyday life through different lenses, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We must try and see life as Christ would see it, with compassion and a readiness for action. How will God reveal himself to you? Are you ready and willing to find out? Take a step back and approach life with your gaze firmly focused on Christ. Let him reveal to you all the wonders of God through the means of prayer and Bible study. Observe God's creation through spiritual lenses. Open yourself up to the possibilities. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing yourself through your Son and through all that you have done. Help us to know you better by serving others and by revealing of yourself through your word. Amen.